Thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders focusing on sustainable and impact investment and performance with purpose, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness in the market and highlight best practices in order to help more companies and institutions transition more capital into the industry faster. I am JP Dahlman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners. This episode is part of a special series that was inspired by listeners asking to hear more about some fundamental concepts, trends, and the much needed collaboration for a more sustainable future. So we created this set of five shorter episodes, given the extended lockdown period we're experiencing, in case you have some extra time and want to invest it in learning something new. As you know, I usually interview and feature a specific leader in the industry, but in this occasion, I am being interviewed by my dear friend, Emily West. So she took the opportunity to ask me about a few personal reflections and lessons, further background on ILM Partners and our initiatives, including the creation of this podcast. If you're listening to the series for the first time, please do check the title and make sure you don't miss listening to the other four episodes. I am grateful that you are choosing to invest your time in doing this, since I know that you're going to feel encouraged and inspired. Make sure you subscribe and get notifications from your preferred podcast platform. And do follow us on social media to stay connected. I appreciate your support. It helps keep Impact Leaders going. Enjoy this episode.
I think one of the great things you're doing at ILA and Partners is that you're helping the industry, because we can all say, oh, the people should vote with their feet and people should adapt and they should demand this and that. But the industry has to change and they have to learn. And this is new. You know, this is new to financial services firms. So there might be a pension fund or an investment company with the best intentions, but like you say, it's still not totally defined exactly what they need to do, or how do they measure it, or how do they make their investments impactful. So I don't think it's fair even for people to just say, oh, these firms are just sitting on their hands. They also need this knowledge. And what you're doing at ILA is you're working with the financial industry to help them be able to provide sustainable investments, which is fantastic. Can you share a bit about some of the projects you work on or the organizations you work with, and how do you help them adapt to this changing world?
Yes. And what I would say, again, you know, that's a really good point. So you have all the different participants, right? And all these kind of stakeholders that I mentioned before. And there's a couple of things. So everyone has to, you know, do their part, right? So it starts on individually and in actually caring about it, which, you know, I can talk at length and I mentioned some things. But so there is this catch 22 and a bit of still until last year, a bit of the blaming game around, like, well, you know, and again, it changes depending on who the participant is, you know, in the supply chain, you know, in the ecosystem, right? So investment managers in some of the surveys, you know, the last year and the year before were saying that, you know, asset owners, which are, let's say, in this case, pension funds, not allocating funds. So therefore, the asset managers won't create products if there is no consumers in a way, right? So that's institutional consumers. At the same time, from a retail perspective, which is, you know, every individual, you know, is kind of the same. Unless we are requesting, you know, for products, you know, why would the investment, the financial services company, investment provider, offer you a product, right? So everyone has to do their part. But I think that at the same time, I think that everyone has a responsibility as to create these products so that people understand, you know, that this is possible, and there's that education part that it kind of goes hand in hand. The other fascinating thing is that you realize, and again, it becomes really fascinating because there are other nuances about it, which are, for example, again, I don't want to get into too much detail on that, but let's say the way that some of the CIO, the chief investment officers, and the investment managers get rewarded, right, doesn't really kind of entice them to change into a product that maybe is going to return initially less than what they're already making. So again, so they don't want to change effectively. Or there are, you know, we have generational differences as well. Some of the older investment officers are not close to retirement. You know, why would they change, you know, the actions now if everything has worked so far? We can, you know, talk about the psychology of investment there, right, or behavior. But all that said, and then the other part, what we realize as we talk to the companies, and this is fascinating, and you know this, Emily, having worked, you know, in some of these major organizations, you know, some of the biggest in the world, is that, you know, we are far from perfect and we really don't understand. You know, people think that we know and we have all the answers and everything, but it's an everyday education, struggle, learning, like, you know, again, I do love that word, pivoting without even realizing. And as you talk to some of these major organizations, you realize that actually, yeah, they don't know what to do and how to do it. And then to go to your questions around Alliance Partners, that's where I realized there are all these different amazing providers doing some really interesting things. Some of them actually brand new companies, you know, tech companies, for example, doing measurement that nobody knows about. So what I realized is that, you know, so ILA stands for Impact Leaders Advisors. So we are a group of, you know, very senior in some cases and very passionate individuals that want to advise to these companies that want to transition. And then we have partners that are these kind of best service providers that we work with to try to help and collaborate, because, you know, I think this is the other part which is huge that we need to do, is collaborate and work together to make this happen faster. So all that said, so for example, some of the things that we do, so we are talking, again, you know, most of this is quite private, so I cannot give names, etc., but we're talking to, we started talking initially to mainly fund managers, some hedge funds, and trying to, you know, work with some of the companies that are managing large amounts of money on the billions, to try to help them in their journey, in their process, to make their companies kind of sustainable or ESG compliance to start with. That would be one way to do it, to put it into their processes, their investment processes, their investment decisions, their due diligence processes, etc. So we have experts, you know, that are very good at that. And then obviously before all of that, we look at their strategy overall, you know, why, you know, what they're doing right now, what they're trying to do, where they're trying to go. And then investors normally really care about returns, right? And something that, you know, what they call alpha. So generating alpha. So trying to understand, not just to do this for the sake of it, but how is all of this going to help them generate better returns for the investors? And to be able to do that, you have to do all these different parts, which is, okay, how do you build this in? You know, what areas you should be focusing on? You know, what criteria you should be using? What methodologies? And then if you, as reporting also, that's another part that we can talk about, keeps increasing and requirements by the regulators keeps increasing, is how do you measure impact, one, for you to create an edge for your investment process, but then also so that you can show to your investors and to regulators that you are, you know, being compliant, that you are being, and I like talking about net positive impact, so you're having a net positive impact, because, you know, you're always going to have some negatives, but, you know, overall you are doing more good than bad. So then we look at a measurement, which is, for example, right now we are talking to a very large private bank and wealth manager, and we are looking at the way that they are measuring impact, you know, within their sustainability strategy. And then impact, you know, that's a whole other, so in measuring impact, what does that mean? That's another part that I can talk about if you want.
And that's what's so great, is that you're kind of offering that full service, that if an institutional investor, you know, if a fund manager, if a bank says, okay, there's the demand and we want to do this, but what do we do? That's where you've got these experts who've been in the field for such a long time, who've been talking about this for such a long time to such a small audience. It's almost like it's like sustainable investing is now kind of having its moment. The light's getting shone on it. And suddenly people go, oh, right, I have to join this party, but I don't know anything about anyone here, you know, any of the participants. I don't understand what the consumers want. I don't understand how to measure it. I don't understand where we are with the regulator. And what's great is you're like, well, here we are. If you're willing, we can get you there. And so it's kind of totally of the moment. You mentioned the regulation there just briefly. Just yeah, so people know, kind of where are the regulators at with this? Are they followers? Are they ahead of it? And where do you think that's going to go?
Yeah. So just before I answer that question, you know, what I was going to say is it's exactly like that, you know, and again, I put my hand up, you know, I like to say, I'm extremely passionate about this, you know, I'm humble about it. I think that, you know, I'm so the way that my personality is and the way that I know how I care about this, you know, I have, you know, grown immensely in a very short period of time. But like you said, you know, there are people that have been doing this for 20, 30 plus years, which are the real, you know, legends in the industry. And then going back to some of the comments I made before, you know, I can do that, you know, very well. I can, you know, share the light on them, and I can luckily, or I'm blessed, you know, in a way that I get the access to talk to, you know, the CEOs of, you know, some of these major institutions, and they are, you know, very kind to open the doors to me, because they want to they want the help, right? And basically, you know, I'm very, very happy and thrilled, you know, that and honored, you know, that all that we're bringing all of these, you know, parts together to help the industry, you know. But again, I kind of stress enough, you know, how humble I feel about it. And yes. Sorry, and you were asking me before about regulation. It's just increasing, you know, it's exponentially increasing. Like the same way that, let's say, last year, you know, you will see articles, you know, and that's why I could see that happening a couple of years before. And that's why I also, you know, was getting out there talking about this and writing about this before even I found the Island Partners. And so last year, the regulation started to come up. So, you know, sustainable investing is becoming mainstream, as they say, and regulations started to kind of increase. You could say that it's more regulation, you know, growing in the UK and the EU than perhaps in the US or APAC. And that's good because, you know, somebody needs to lead the way, but it's a bit of in line with, you know, so when you look at the actual numbers of assets, you know, allocated to sustainable impact investing, is kind of following the same trend. And what will happen is that, or what is happening is that you have more and more requirements on, again, just to simplify, not only on what you have to do as an organization, but, you know, let's say on the retail side, you know, you have to prove, and that's what is going to come, you know, or what's coming at least for this year, with the regulation in the UK, is that, let's say, if you are a private bank wealth manager, in this case, you have to prove that you are giving the option to your clients to understand, you know, and know where they can invest and where they're investing in a lot more detail related to sustainable impact investing than ever before. That would be kind of one of the big drivers. And obviously, as you know, having worked in financial services, you know, once that's in, then if you don't do it, you get fined. So there is a real push on that part. And then, you know, this year as well, there is like the new stewardship code that got launched. So if you are looking after assets for investors, you have to report a certain level that before you were not asked to do, and also is, for example, increased to all asset classes. When I'm talking about asset classes, as people may know, that means that it's not just public equities, it's fixed income, so in this case, let's say bonds, and then also into private equity, which, you know, as you know, always tend to be a bit more kind of, what is the word I'm looking for?
yeah, private.
I mean, the clue's in the name, right? They like to keep it all a bit more secret.
So that's going to be and people talk about this a lot as well. You know, there's no shame in saying it, but you know, the financial services industry tends to be a bit of a follower in that respect when it comes to, you know, regulations, right? So regulations, you know, are there and in a way help us to keep us in check. But in this case, I think that will help us accelerate, you know, the transition, which is, I think, is very positive. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So big challenges this year then for the financial institutions is going to be about reporting and compliance.
And the EU green taxonomy as well, which is another one, which is the EU one, but that's another.
Thank you for listening to Impact Leaders. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILM Partners and Fast Forward 2030. Please connect with us at ILM Partners for advice on how to transition into sustainable and impact investing. And go to fastforward2030.com to learn how to include the global goals into your business models.